Start with a song called the San Francisco Bay Blues, all right? Don't you get it? I have to, I'll make the mic.
Written in the 15th century, believe it or not, by a man who was hired to write by the French court. His name was Tedesco, and the name of the song is Plaisir d'amour, or The Joys of Love.
My love loves me. But now he's gone, like a dream that fades in the dawn. But I still say soft to myself, my
song I wrote, the El Caballo Blanco. It's a Spanish song I wrote in 1952. I played it yesterday, but somebody wanted to hear it again, so I'm going to play it today. I was introducing this, that means the white stallion in English. I was introducing this the other night, and somebody thought they would test out their Spanish on me, and they wound it up by calling me a peon. This won't go down,
straight
huh?
Down.
Way to lose a mouthful of nice teeth.
Okay, now that's enough. After all, you know, Jim and I are all along.
Don't embarrass me a bit.
Pat and I were in Saratoga Springs, New York, about 8 months ago. And after a concert, a young man, 16 years old, came up And he said, I've written a song. Would you do it? And I love the song so much that I do it. And I'm going to record it if I possibly can. And I think this song, well, it means something to me, because if this is what 16-year-old men are thinking, I don't think we have a thing to worry about. It's called With What Do You Concern Yourself, Young Man? This is the first day that Jim Ballou has played with us, and ladies and gentlemen, it's a very hard thing to do, to play with us. And he's done a beautiful job. Would you please give a hand to Jim Ballou? We've had to shoot a couple of bass players before because they did just three chord things, and that last song had about three minors in it, and he didn't miss a note. I did, but he didn't. It was great.
We're going to kidnap Jim Ballou, take him on the road with us. This song is about it's a bluegrass song. We don't have a fiddle or a banjo, but I got a banjo, but I can't play more than once. And we got a railroad worker in this song. Now, my friends here that know me, I'm not going to say too much. Don't get nervous. The song is about a guy that had a wife and family, and he was on a train. And in another town that his train go to, he had a girlfriend, you know. And that's it. And that's where it ends right there. It's a very basic old-time song.
There are a lot of railroaders here.
There's still some railroaders around the country. This is called Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms. In Lexington, Nebraska, which is the alfalfa capital of the world. It's where they make the rabbit pellets, you know, rabbit feed. And I'm in this band, and the band leader was a union official in a place called Florence, Alabama, and he was also a bass player. And he comes up to me one day and he says, would you and Pappy Hogue, this here fiddler comedian standing right next to you, would you all care to accompany me to Florence, Alabama Monday morning on union business? For I'm an official in that local union. I said I'd be most hydraulically percolated too, in my own inimitable way. And Pappy Hogue says, well, I'll go too, for a request from you is tantamount to a command. And it was. And so we go down to the bus station. Monday morning, we're going to Florence, Alabama on union business. We get our bus tickets and we sit down. We have 30 minutes of time to kill before the bus goes out. So our band leader, bass player, union official, Walt Trum, goes down the other end of the bus station. He's diddy-bopping around, swinging his keychain, killing time. He sees this machine. Imprinted upon the face of this machine was the following legend: your weight and complete fortune, 1 cent. So he gets on the machine, puts in his penny, and the card comes back. And the card was amazing. It was a total cop-out. Unbelievable what this machine could do. And he rushes back to me and old Pappy Hogue, his two accomplices, employees, and he says, look at this. There's a machine down there that told me a total capsule biog. And here's what it said. It said, your name is Walt Shrum. You're 58 years old. You're 5 feet 8 inches tall. You've got brown eyes and brown hair. You weigh 162 pounds. You have on a yellow cowboy shirt and string tie and a pair of jump boots. And you're a bass player and a band leader and a union official, in spite of having postnatal drip and no sense of rhythm. And you're with Pat Webb, the young hard-bopping guitarist, and Pappy Hogue, the rude comedian fiddler, and you're all three on your way to Florence, Alabama on union business. So Pappy Hogue didn't like that. He thought somebody was making a hoax of us hillbillies, you know, in our cowboy suits. And then he thought, well, I ain't going to put up with this. I'll go get on the machine and we'll find out what's going on. So that's what he did. He goes and gets on the machine, puts in his penny, and the card comes back. He brings the card back to me and Walt. The card says, your name is Pappy Hogue. You're 65 years old, 5 feet 7 inches tall, weigh 162 pounds, have white hair and blue eyes. I'm on a yellow cowboy shirt and string tie and a pair of jump boots. You are a rude comedian and a fiddler. And you're with Pat Webb, the young hard bopping guitars, and Walt Shrum, the bass player, union official, band leader, and you're all three on your way to Florence, Alabama on union business. Oh boy. But this time I'm getting pretty uptight. I says, I'll tell you what. Now, the machine hasn't seen me yet, right? So here's what we'll do. We'll go up and we'll surround the machine in a little bitty tight circle. We'll run round and round in this little tight circle till it's just a blur. All at once, I'll jump out of the circle, jump on the machine, insert my penny quickly. Thereby will we find out what's going on. That's my plan. So they agreed to it. So we go up there and we surround the machine. We get a little bitty tight circle. We're running round and round the machine till it's just a blur. All at once, I jump out of the circle, jump on the machine, and insert my penny quickly. The card comes back. The card said, your name is Pat Webb. You're 25 years old. You're 6 feet tall. You got blue eyes and brown hair. You weigh 165 pounds. You have on a yellow cowboy shirt and a string tie and a pair of jump boots. And you're a guitar player. And you're with Pappy Hogue, the rube comedian fiddler, and Walt Shrum, the bass player, union official, band leader. And you've all three screwed around and missed your bus to Florence, Alabama. Thank you so much, friends. We're trying to run on schedule. This is kind of unusual for us, but we're going to try to do one more number and get off. And I think that will adhere to the schedule. If there's anything else you want to hear, give us an encore. All right, this is called Soldier's Joy. It's an old square dance number we play a lot of. And two or three different tempos. And if I ask you to clap your hands on it, I wish you will. And when I say so, clap your hands all together. That's going to be...
commercial. They have recorded with Prestige, and we have a whole lot of their records right over there at the information booth. Don't let them go home with any. I know that you appreciate them. Let's give them another big hand. And we hope we'll see all of you promptly at 7:30 this evening. Now, don't let the craftsmen take anything home, or the food sellers take anything home. Let's make them have to bake up fresh for tomorrow. sure you'd be glad to know that there are 10 more, there are 9 more just like him in the family. And we want to thank your father and mother for loading up the organ and bringing it all the way from Bristol. Let's give the whole family a hand. Invocation is the Reverend Josie Billy from Big Cypress Reservation.
I seen trouble in the air. Hope of my head.
Hope of my head.
I see Jesus in his
head. Hope of my head.
Hope of my head.
Hope of my head.
I see Jesus in his
head. Hope of my head.
Hope of my head.
Hope of my head.
I see Jesus in his
head. Hope of my head.
There must
be a God somewhere.
They would talk about how good it was to walk together, sing together, and shout together without getting tired.
Sing together, children, don't you get weary. and don't you get weary, cause the great young meeting in the promised land.
Where will I be? Somewhere listening for my name.